What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. Ever feel like your home's become less of a sanctuary and more of an extension of that never-ending scroll? We're talking about the constant notifications, the ever-present glow of screens. It can be tough to truly relax when you're tethered to the digital world. Today, we're diving into something super important: creating a digital-free zone in your home. Think of it as reclaiming your space, silencing those nagging distractions, and allowing yourself to truly unwind. Okay, so why is this even a thing? Because let's face it, our homes should be our havens, right? Places where we can recharge, connect with loved ones, and simply be present. But with devices vying for our attention every second of the day, that feeling of peace can easily slip away. Creating a digital-free zone is about reclaiming your home as your own space, a space for genuine connection, mindful moments, and yes, even some good old-fashioned boredom. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. First up, identify your trouble spots. You know those areas where you find yourself endlessly scrolling or checking notifications? Whether it's the dinner table, your bedroom, or that comfy spot on the couch, pinpoint them and declare them digital-free zones. Remember, this isn't about deprivation, it's about intentionality. Think of it like deciding to have a healthy meal. You're choosing what nourishes your mind and soul. Second, set boundaries with family and housemates. Let them know about your new digital detox zone and why it's important to you. Remember, clear communication is key. It might help to suggest alternative activities during those digital-free hours. Board games, a good book, or even just some quality conversation can be incredibly rewarding. Next up, embrace the power of off time. Seriously, make it a habit to put your phone on silent or airplane mode for at least an hour each day. During this time, you're free to disconnect from the digital world and reconnect with yourself. Take a walk, read a book, listen to some music, or simply enjoy the quiet. It's amazing how much peace you can find in silence. Now, let's talk about charging stations. Think of them as designated areas for your devices outside of those digital-free zones. This helps prevent that temptation to constantly reach for your phone and keeps things organized. Plus, it sends a clear message. This is where your devices recharge, but not where they control my life. Finally, remember this isn't about perfection, it's about progress. There will be days when you stumble, and that's okay. Just keep coming back to your intention, creating a space for peace, connection, and genuine well-being. Think about the last family dinner you had. Was everyone glued to their phones or were you actually talking to each other? I bet there was a time when conversations flowed freely, laughter filled the air, and you felt truly connected with your loved ones. Creating a digital-free zone during meals is a fantastic way to rekindle those meaningful connections. Imagine, no more scrolling through Instagram while someone's sharing an exciting story about their day. Instead, you're actively listening, engaging, and creating memories that last. Think of it as giving your family the gift of presence, the ultimate form of love and attention. So, remember these key takeaways: identify those digital hotspots in your home, set clear boundaries with loved ones, embrace off time, create designated charging stations, and don't be afraid to start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Every step you take towards creating a digital-free zone is a step towards reclaiming your space, your attention, and ultimately, your peace of mind. Ready to detox your home? I know you can do it. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little digital detox. Maybe they're constantly glued to their phone or feeling overwhelmed by the constant notifications. Let's build a community of mindful living together. Don't forget to leave a review and tell me your thoughts on creating those digital-free zones. Until next time, keep it real and keep it mindful.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.